Happy Friday, June the 21st, 2019. You are listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 233. My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Ellis Studio, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. The website is growgreat.com. Today we're going to put a bow on it, three leadership shortages. We have talked about the prior two, and now we get to stewardship. Stewardship, it's the last of the three I have focused on this week. Now, there are so many more, but it can be, well, it's kind of like grabbing a porcupine. You just don't know where to start, so you may as well just start somewhere. And so this is where I started. Service was the first one. It's a focus on doing what's right by your employees. Servitude was the second one. It's a focus on doing what's right by your customers. Stewardship is the third, and it's a focus on doing what's right by your company. Now, if you're paying close attention, and I know you are, then you are seeing how congruent each one of these is with, well, with all three of those focal points: employees, customers, the company. Roll them all up, and you've got your professional career as a boss and a leader. And we've been talking about leadership because it's not the same thing as being a boss. Sometime in the future, we may talk about some things that can help us become better bosses because, well, the world needs better bosses, and maybe there's not nearly enough attention that's given to that. When I began my career back in the Stone Age, Peter Drucker and others were writing and had written about spreading the truth of being better bosses because it was the whole management thing. You manage the work, you lead people. Now, many things have not changed, but boy, many other things have changed and changed dramatically. Appropriately, leadership is getting all the attention. And so today, let's put a bow on this short series. Stewardship defined is the job of supervising or taking care of something, such as an organization or property. So let me ask you to apply this to your situation. If you are a small business owner, you are going to be tempted to think, I own this joint. I'm not a steward. I'm an owner. I get it. But look at it another way. Look around at the employees. Look at their families. Look at the customers. Look at their families. Look at the vendors. Look at their families. Look at the other partners that you may have, like, I don't know, financial suppliers, banks, credit card processors. Look at all the people. Look at all the companies that are directly associated with your company. And then look at their families and think about the vast array of people who depend on the success of your company. Still feel like there's no stewardship component to your ownership? If you're a hired gun CEO, if you're an executive, if you're a team leader, you may relate to stewardship more quickly than a business owner. It's a big responsibility. Bold and humbling all at the same time. Faithful stewards take care of something. In this case, it's the company. It may be a division. It may be a team, an organization, whatever it may be, wherever you serve as a leader. Permit me to illustrate using a Bible story. In Luke chapter 12, verses 42 through 48, here's what the scripture says. And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on the day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour where he is not aware, and will cut him into two, and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. For every one to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more." Now, there's lots of stories in the scripture about faithful stewardship, doing what's right. There's that parable of the talents. Faithful stewardship is about being responsible. It's about being accountable. It's about doing what you should do. It begins with your own actions and your own behaviors, but it transcends beyond just you. It involves something bigger than you. It involves the impact that you have on others. And so it sheds the light on the truth that you don't live in a vacuum. Your decisions, your behaviors, they directly impact other people. When you give ownership, not legally, but emotionally, mentally, when you give ownership to others, it changes everything. It makes you a bigger, better human. You make decisions beyond your own self-interest. When the interest of others are at the forefront of your decisions, you will make wiser, better, long-term decisions that just might better serve your company or your team or your division. A common thread throughout these three leadership shortages is decision-making. And ironically, that's what bosses do, mostly, but so do leaders. It's about us figuring out how to make better, wiser decisions so that we protect and guard and take care of our company. Stewardship isn't about pleasing everybody because, well, that's an impossible task. It is about doing the best to take care of who you're leading and what you are responsible for. That would be your company, your team, your division. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. Let me hawk today. It's Friday, the 21st of June, 2019. I'm rapidly moving forward to launch the first group of The Peer Advantage. You can find out all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. If you are a U.S.-based small business owner, I don't care about headcount. I don't care about revenue. I care about your closeness to the work and your closeness to the employees. And if that fits you, then I would encourage you to go over there, scan it, read it. There's no fine print. All the details are right there at thepeeradvantage.com. In short, this is an online virtual mastermind group of just 7 U.S.-based small business owners who will get together every other week online by way of a video conferencing platform for us to dive in and help one another with our challenges, our constraints, and our opportunities. It is a safe environment. Vegas rules apply. What happens in the room stays in the room. Safe, confidential. The question that I ask and rarely get an answer to, because most business owners give me the same answer, and the answer is usually nowhere. The question, where can you go? Where can you go and really shell it down? Where can you go and really be yourself and reveal what you're afraid of and what your problems are, what you think your best opportunities may be? Sadly, almost 100% say, nowhere. I don't have a place like that. That's what this is. Thepeeradvantage.com is that place. Visit the website, find out more, click that Apply Now button, and that will simply provoke us to have a phone conversation where we'll decide if this is right for you or not. Have a great weekend. Make Friday all that you can. Man alive, we are closing in on the end of June, and we are staring down the barrel of July 4th here in the States. July 4th holiday week or weekend. Falls on a Thursday this year, so kind of odd that way. I hope all is well with you. Again, be well, do good, grow great. The website, growgreat.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing.